Welcome to another Greatness Coaching and Therapy session with Heidi M right here on eRadio. Last week we were talking about addictions and we promised that we'll be talking about vaping and smoking, and that's exactly what we're doing today. Heidi, hello and welcome.
Hello, thank you, Ian. Hello, everybody on eRadio. Yes.
Vaping and smoking. Mm-hmm. A lot of people say, hey, I'm quitting smoking. I'm only going to vape now. But now we see in the studies that vaping is also not good. Het jy geweet wat hulle vaping noem in Afrikaans? Die tieners vooral, wat noem hulle vaping? Weet jy?
Sê my asseblief.
Hulle noem het, ek weet nie hoekom nie, ek het het onlangs eers raak gesien, maar in Afrikaans is noem die tieners, as jy nou vape, dan is, hulle noem die vape, die dingetjie waarmee jy in jou hand staan, hulle noem het 'n tjoefie. Yeah.
A tjoefie?
Ja, wat?
Dis eintlik so oulike woord.
Ja.
A tjoefie.
A tjoefie.
You see what we're doing, nee? ons versag dit.
Ja.
We're making it cute.
Yes, right.
We're making it sweet and fabulous, you know. Mm. And that's what they're doing with the vaping, the packaging and the juices, the liquids. And, you know, I can speak with authority here. I used to smoke like a chimney. I'm so embarrassed to say that. Like 40 cigarettes a day for 24 years. I smoked for 24 years. I quit when I realized I'd been smoking more than half my life. And then I went over to the vape. And it was harder for me to let the vape go than the cigarettes, because it's so fun and you can do it anywhere, really. I don't know if it's safe to say, but you know, I would even have a quick puff on the aeroplane.
Yeah.
It's like nobody noticed, and this didn't happen once or twice. So it's much easier to vape. It's much more socially acceptable. Mm. It actually smells nice, you know.
Yeah.
Yes, we're making it cute and fabulous and pretty and glamorous, and all of that makes it more difficult to quit. Mm. So we've had extensive research in South Africa, but then again also worldwide, and all the research points to this. Vaping is no way to quit smoking. It will help you come off the cigarettes, but it will help you be on vape. And it's as dangerous and life-threatening, really, for you as cigarettes are. So you are you're exchanging the one bad thing for another bad thing. What is the point of that, you know? So there's still the toxic chemicals in the vapes, in the e-liquids. They are not even sure how toxic it is, but all the flavorants and the colorants and to make it taste nice and smell nice, it's very toxic, Ian. We were not born to smoke. We were not born to smoke. So it's really bizarre to think that we are doing this to ourselves. It causes lung damage and irritation. There's just no two ways about it. Increased risk of your respiratory infections. You know, you'll see when it's time for winter time, or when it gets to be autumn and these pollens are in the air, or the leaves are falling, or then spring when everything is new and fresh, then all these little infections are very prevalent in the vapors and the smokers. Mm. And you know, there's still nicotine in it. I know you get the juice that has no nicotine, but really, if you are walking around with a vape without nicotine in it, please stop it right away. Put it down. Just stop. Because then what is the point? So for the rest of us, there's nicotine in there, and if you're trying to quit with a vape, how are you managing that? Because it's the nicotine that you're addicted to. High nicotine concentrations as well. And then there's an added problem here that the regulation and the information around it is not as extensive as with cigarettes, right? There hasn't been adequate product testing. We have a limited understanding of the long-term effects. Vaping hasn't been around for long enough for us to know what the long-term effects really are. And also, there's very much inconsistent labeling, making the transparency around this really not much. The inaccurate or inconsistent labeling is just an indication for us that people don't really, really know what's in it. I don't know about you, but if I see a strange box somewhere on a shelf at the supermarket, it's not clearly labeled. I'm not quite sure what the content is. Am I going to open it and eat like a spoonful of it?
Mm.
I think not. Mm. You good know?
Yeah, good point.
And then there's also, and this is the big problem, one of the main issues for me is because of it being so glamorous and colorful and beautiful, and you know, all these videos that we see on YouTube of these competitions that people are with the smoke that they're blowing and so on, it appeals to non-smokers a lot, so much so that there is really a bit of a epidemic in our schools of primary school children that are vaping. So if your child is stunting his or her growth, because that's what nicotine does to a very young person, stunting their growth, I mean, our brains are really only fully developed, well, most people's brains at 25. So you're stunting your growth, you know, with the nicotine. It's a dreadful, dreadful thing that our children, our school-going children, can get their hands on this. So it's really the word exploitation really comes up of individuals seeking to quit smoking, but also the exploitation of children because of the lack of regulation. I mean, I can go to the garage, I can go to a little China shop, I can go wherever and just, I can send in my 8-year-old niece and she can come out with a vape for me. They don't check. Yeah. They don't care, you know. And then something that's really, really cumbersome is the lack of long-term studies because it hasn't been around for so long. So who knows? Who knows? It's much like the vaccine. I won't get into that conversation. I'm a vaxxer. We don't know the long-term effects of the COVID vaccine just yet, you know.
Very concerning.
And the same.
Mm.
Yeah, very, very concerning. Although one could argue that the vaccine was to save, potentially save me from getting ill, whereas vaping is just potentially to make you ill and potentially kill you. So there is nothing good to be said for it. It's unfortunate, but it's true. I would invest my money in joining a program to quit. I run a fantastic program with a 94% success rate. Quitting any substance is a process. It is absolutely a process, especially something that's readily available like cigarettes and vapes. It has to be a program. You can't just put it down and be done with it. You'll give up. And, you know, whenever we relapse, so to speak, on the substance that we are addicted to, we relapse, we don't start with like one cigarette again or two. You'll see, you'll immediately after your first one, you're just going to go and buy a box and start where you stopped. So please get hold of me. Let me help you. You must not do this. This is a death wish. Really, it is.
Yeah, you're so right, Heidi. So you've got this fantastic program to quit smoking. And as you said, you've been a smoker yourself for what did you say, 24 years, eh?
Yes, 24 years, 30 to 40 cigarettes a day, Eon.
Well, it doesn't sound like it. Thank goodness, no permanent damage.
No permanent damage, but I'm lucky. And I always say I quit while I was ahead, right?
Yeah.
So I've been smoke-free. Let me just quickly think. I think it's 6 or 7 years now. Yeah.
Well done.
Yes, no, and it wasn't easy, hey? It really wasn't, but it was so worth it. And the thing with people are very scared of the withdrawals, but those withdrawals only last 3 to 5 days, and then the physical, all the nicotine is out of your body. Then it's just mental. And that's why people relapse, because of the mental addiction, not the physical addiction so much.
Yeah.
So we create positive thoughts around cigarettes and around vaping, and that is why we go back to it. So I take people through a beautiful process that is so extremely successful and well worth every penny. One thing that is really, or just one of the things that really gives me a kick about this program, is that people obviously pay me for it. This is the only program that you actually, once you've paid me, you make that money back, because you're not buying the cigarettes anymore, and then you start saving because
exactly.
You're not buying the cigarettes anymore. No other program in the world does that.
Yeah.
So it's well worth it. Please get hold of me. Get hold of me on Facebook, Heidi M Wellness, or you can just search for Heidi Molensa. Or you can pop me a WhatsApp on 0798156305.
Thank you, Heidi, so much. I've spoken to a few people before, and I see that the main concern to them is always gaining weight once they stopped smoking. That's why they don't. That's why they don't want to stop.
Yes.
They say, "I will gain weight," you know, because I don't know why. I suppose you start eating more and more sweets than you would usually do. But hopefully,
yes,
you can help us with that as well, eh?
Yes, absolutely. The thing is, if you're going to tell yourself, okay, I am going to gain weight, then you will.
Yeah.
You know, if you tell yourself, I am going to eat a lot of sweets now, then you will. So it's part of the process to not replace this behavior with something else that doesn't serve you. We need to replace this behavior with behaviors that do serve you, and I'm very good at that, and I love working out plans for people and helping them, and that's what we're going to talk about next week, incidentally, is behaviors and how to change behaviors that you don't enjoy, habits, and how you adopt new behaviors and habits that do serve you.
Really looking forward to that, Heidi. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Eon. Keep well. I'm looking forward to next week.
Same here. You too. Thanks, Heidi.
Thank you.